Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. Don't forget to book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
It's Dolly Parton's birthday today. The country singer born in 1946 celebrates 76 years on this earth and nearly as many years entertaining us all with her amazing talent. She's a true trailblazer and country icon who's opened the doors for many female country singers like Carrie Underwood, Faith Hill and Maren Morris. From her big blonde wigs and sparkly get-ups, she is as timeless as her hits.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
And we rely on Jolene.
Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you.
Dolly.
It's also Jim Carrey's 60th birthday today, and the funny man shared a clip on social media of how he's celebrating his big milestone birthday.
I'm 60 and sexy. And tonight I'm having cream corn and strained peaches.
Okay. Now, superstar Adele is set to earn a pretty penny with her Weekend with Adele Vegas shows kicking off this weekend. Tickets, get this, range from $950 to $12,000.
What?
Yeah, surely that includes accommodation. Adele will be taking home nearly $680,000 a night, making her one of the highest paid female stars in the history of the Las Vegas residencies.
Wow. Speaking of Vegas, the Grammy Awards have officially been rescheduled. The ceremony was originally going down in Los Angeles on January 31, but was postponed due to the COVID Omicron variant sweeping through the country. The ceremony will now take place on April the 3rd at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas.
Now, George Clooney and Julia Roberts have jetted back to the US as their movie has been shut down for 3 months due to the Queensland COVID outbreak. They were down under filming Universal's rom-com Ticket to Paradise, but were sent home by the director. At least they get to spend time with their family.
And comedian Tim Allen will once again be suiting up as Santa from the beloved 90s Santa Claus movies in a new original limited series from Disney Plus, where we'll see a 65-year-old Scott Calvin realising he can't be Santa forever, so sets out to find a suitable replacement.
That sounds great.
That's great!
It's okay, I'm used to it. I lived through the 60s.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.